Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh back in Greece. Socrates poisoned again after 25 centuries. This was number 16 on the 27th of February, 1986, a.m.
These questions are from Cipher Illustrated. The first question is,
what was Cipher?
The surprise and the shocking people by always giving contradictory
answers.
Why do you want to study the questions now, beforehand?
Just so that I can surprise you.
You once said that to the same question you can give a thousand different answers. So why do you want to prepare for an interview?
I never prepare for an interview. I simply want to see the questions to avoid you feeling embarrassed by my answers. If I see some stupid questions which you will come across, I have not crossed them, just to make it clear to you why I see them. If I see a stupid question, I am going to call it stupid. Not to hurt you, not to make you feel embarrassed. I just look at your question. There is no need for me to preparation. If I know, I will answer. If I do not know, I will simply say, I do not know. There are no questions which I do not want to answer. But there are millions of questions I cannot answer for the simple reason they do not interest me. They don't come into my worldview. For example, if you start asking about biochemistry, physics, mathematics, I don't know. I cannot answer them. But they are not concerned with my way of life and my teachings. Whatever is concerned with my teachings, I am always ready to answer it as fully as possible.
Bhagwan, you are always contradictory, as you say. Does that mean you always change your mind?
If I had a mind, I would not be contradictory. mind is a computer. No computer will ever contradict. It gives always the same reply, always consistent. My state is a phenomenon. The mind is there for utilitarian purposes. For example, I am using it now to answer your question. But my own being is beyond the mind. It is a state of no mind. I contradict because life goes on changing. If you ask me in the morning, I will say it is morning. If you ask me in the evening, do you want me to say it is morning? Just to be consistent, I will say it is evening. I say only that which is the truth. It does not matter whether it contradicts anything said in the past. When it was said, it was absolutely true for the moment. And what I am saying this moment is absolutely true to this moment. And there is no reason that you should bring those two different moments, two different situations together and unnecessarily get puzzled that they are contradictory. You remember your own childhood? Have you not been contradicting by changing your clothes every year? If you were still in the same clothes you were when you were 6 months old, you will be really cute and be very consistent. I do not think consistency to be an intelligent value. Only idiots are consistent because they cannot see the changing planets, they cannot see the changing details of life. It is changing every moment. The more intelligent you are, the more you will be changing with it. I am not a logical person. I am existential. And one who is existential is bound to contradict 1001 times. Yet his contradiction, simply so, is intelligence.
Have you ever been wrong?
Just this time, answering you.
How seriously do you take yourself?
I don't take seriously either me or anybody else, particularly you.
So, Why are only you enlightened, if, for example, not me, or the Pope, or the whole world?
Why only you are the journalist? Why not me? Why not the Pope? Why not Ronald Reagan? Do you think these are questions worth answering? That's why I have to see them. Idiots are all around. For one thing I must say, that there was another man who was enlightened who died just 2 days before, J. Krishnamurti. Without him, I am feeling alone. The question of why, you should ask yourself, why are you miserable? Why you are sleeping when you have the capacity to be awake? Perhaps you are having a beautiful dream. Perhaps making love to your neighbor's wife. And you don't want to be awakened. I simply decided that if sleep is going to be existence, it is not for me. Because it is almost close to death. Either I have to be awakened or dead. But I will not be in the limbo of a sleepy existence. When you move like robots, work like robots, live like robots, and one day die like robots. You have not decided it. The burden is on you to prove why you have not decided to be enlightened. And you have some guts, you are asking me. It is only a question of decision. Decision to be free. Decision to be awake, decision to be blissful, whatever the cost, you are not ready to pay the cost. That's why you are not enlightened. The cost means I have to lose my family, I have to lose my nation, I have to lose my religion, I have to lose everything. But I was ready, whatever the cost, am going to be enlightened. It happens only in your absolute aloneness. And for that aloneness you have to drop many things which you think are very valuable. You have to drop respectability. You have to drop ambition. You have to drop false knowledge. You have to drop your ego. If you are ready to do it, you can become enlightened this very moment. Not even a single moment has to be postponed. Enlightenment is your nature. You already have it, just you are not aware of it.
Have you ever
had any feelings of hatred against somebody or anything? I don't have any feelings of hatred or anger against anybody. And now it is impossible to have them. Once you are awakened, you cannot go back. Otherwise, just to hate you, I would have gone back.
What are the outstanding personalities you would like to meet?
No, there is nobody. You are the only outstanding personality I am meeting.
Who, according to your opinion, is the most important contemporary?
I just said Jai Krishnamurti.
Why are you so convinced about being on the right way?
Because I am on the right way. Why you are convinced that you are a man or a woman? Why you are convinced that you are alive and not dead? When you have a headache, what makes you convinced that it is really there and you are not just imagining it? I am simply on the right way. My eyes are open, my vision is clear. In my whole life, I have never for a single moment thought that I have done anything wrong. Half a century is enough to prove that I must be on the right path. The people who are not certain whether they are on the right path or not are certainly not on the right path. Uncertainty is a proof. Rightness has an autonomous authority. It does not depend on any other reason. Just to be on the right path, everything proves you to be right. There is not a single doubt which has arisen in me in my whole life about my path, about my way of living. Even if the whole world says I am wrong, it will not make any difference at all. I will still be right. Because the question is of my own inner feeling, my own inner authenticity, my own inner authority.
Because the religion of Rajneeshism is dead. What is survived?
Every flower has to die if it is not a plastic flower. Only plastic flowers live for centuries. All the religions that have lived for centuries are plastic. The real flower may have been with Gautam Buddha, but it died . It has to die. And what remains afterwards is the fragrance. If you have sensitivity enough, you can still smell in the air all those people who have blossomed on the earth. They are still your contemporaries. The person who lives in your time may not be your contemporary, but the person you feel, experience, the person who moves your heart into a dance is a contemporary. To me, Buddha is a contemporary, Lao Tzu is a contemporary, Bodhidharma is a contemporary, Zarathustra is a contemporary. I can still taste their experience, because it is my own experience too. Rajneeshism is dead. And I wanted it to be dead before I drop my body. This has happened for the first time. Because I wanted to be certain that only fragrance remains. Not a dead structure. Because the fragrance cannot be represented by the priest and the pope. And the fragrance cannot create religions. It may once in a while touch a man and drive him almost crazy with joy. But Gautam Buddha did not allow the religion to be dead before his eyes. He saw that what he is teaching, the priest will discard it. They will create a structure which will be absolutely against him. Buddha has said, for example, his last words, that don't make any statues of me. I am not a god. And do not worship me, because I do not want you to be reduced into a lower status. You can love me, but you cannot worship me. And love does not need statues and temples. But the day he died, just the opposite happened. It is very surprising. He was the only man in the history who said, don't make my statues. And in the world, there are more statues of Gautam Buddha than anybody else. There was a time that only there were Gautam Buddha's statues. That in few languages like Arabic, Urdu, Persian, the word Buddha became synonymous with his statue. His were the only statues. So in Arabic and Urdu, but that is their way of calling Buddha means statue, and Buddhana means the temple where the statue of Buddha is stationed. This is just an example. On everything they went wrong. Buddha had said that you should be vegetarians. But if an animal dies a natural death, you can eat his meat too, because you are not killing him. And he was very logical. Just he forgot that his being logical is going to be exploited by the priests, by the followers. Now you will find in China, in Korea, in Japan, in Sri Lanka, in Burma, in every hotel, a big board with the writing that here only dead animals' meat is sold. How so many animals die, that is a mystery. And the whole of Asia is Buddhist except India. Animals are very obliging. And I have asked the Buddhist priest that if you eat only the animals to die naturally, then why all these places of killing animals . Why all this hunting goes on? We are all Buddhists, the whole country is Buddhist. No animal should be killed. You should watch, or it's natural death. Here is logically true. Because if animal is dead, then it is almost vegetable. There is no harm in eating its meat. You are still non-violent. But life is not logic. Life has its own very certain ways of bypassing all logical systems. Seeing the situation, I declared Rajneeshism, the religion, dead before my eyes. Now there is no Rajneeshism. But there is only a fragrance. You cannot catch hold of it in your fist. You cannot make a dogma out of it. You can enjoy it. You can love it. You can sing it. You can dance with it. And it will not be a bondage to you. It will bring more and more freedom to you. And now it is never going to die. Once it has died, now it has become eternal fragrance.
Which terms
most characteristic of you? Philosopher, thinker, messiah, rebel, revolutionary, or human?
None of these terms
categorize me. Because I'm a simple human being. Awakened, alert, self-realized, remember me just someone amongst you. Not holier, not higher. I don't belong to these big categories. I belong to the very ordinary human beings who have no categories.
In what sort of
dream? I cannot have dreams. Once you are beyond the mind, dreams disappear. Dreams are your repressed part of the mind. I have never repressed anything. If I wanted to call you an idiot, I have called it. I don't have to dream to call you an idiot. I live life as fully and naturally, without repressing anything in it. Hence there is no material for dreams. For 30 years I have not dreamt at all. My sleep is as profound and deep as it can be, with only one difference. The innermost core of my being still remains awake like a flame burning in a dark house.
Anything in your life
you nowadays regret? No. Because I do everything with so totality. That no part is left out of it. Regret happens only when you do something half-heartedly. When you are in a state of either or, to do or not to do, to marry this woman or not to marry this woman. Whatever you do, you will repent. If you marry, then the other half which was saying don't marry will take revenge, and that will be the repentance. It will continuously say to you on each situation when the woman does not fit with you that look, I have been saying to you, don't marry this woman, but you didn't listen. Now suffer. If you don't marry the woman, then too you will repent your whole life, because you missed an opportunity. Who knows, that was the woman who was made for you. And you will marry some other woman and there will always be a comparison. And of course, in comparison, the first woman will be the winner, because you have never married her, so you don't know her. The one that you have married, you know her. He is horrible. And that woman was really a beauty, was not of this world. And the more your wife will prove horrible, more and more the other woman will become otherworldly, divine, a great poetry, a song, a great ecstasy. But this will be the repentance. I never have any either or. I simply see a thing, and if my totality wants to do it, I do it. And if my totality rejects it, I reject it. There is no left over for dreams, for repentance, for even looking back. I never think of the past, and I never think of the future, because the future is nothing but a projection of the past. Much better modified, but it's still the same past. From where you can have a future, it will be your past painted in a better way. Your woman has a better nose, beautiful eyes, is really sweet, soft like butter. But this is all ideas coming from your past that you are projecting in the future. I don't have any future, and I don't go into the past. Children always think of the future because they don't have any past, and old people always think of the past because they don't have any future. Old people go on describing the beauties of the past, but they have never experienced, but they believe that they have experienced. The golden old days, the golden childhood, I have nothing to repent. I simply live the moment and move on.
Is there any point in having a dream?
There is no point at all, except your ignorance. It is wasting the present in regretting about the past. The past you cannot undo, but you can waste your present, and tomorrow you will regret that you wasted the whole day unnecessarily. And again we are doing the same thing. We are wasting again the present. All that you have got is the present. You can regret, you can imagine, you can dream, or you can live. My suggestion is, please live. Why bother about unnecessary things? Enjoy the moment. I never miss entity. But it seems the whole world is missing Maharaj. It is a very insane world. When the world's vices were there, they were jealous. Now that they are gone, they are missing them. I'm simply left out. They may be again there, and people will start feeling jealous. Just the other day, two beautiful photographers were here. And all my people prevented me from being pictured by the side of a Honda. I insisted this picture should be. The Honda does not belong to me, neither does Rolls Royce belong to me. But let people at least enjoy. They will feel good. It is very strange. That people's mind should be concerned about things with which they have no concern at all. I am reminded two alcoholics in a full moon night, completely drunk. They were lying down under a beautiful tree and the full moon came over. One man said, I can give any price for this moon. I am ready to purchase it. The other man said, forget all about it because I am not going to sell it. At any price. The question of selling the moon does not arise. But they were drunk. But it seems everybody is a little unconscious. I have never asked what happened to those Rolls Royces. Even when they were there, I had never gone to see all of them together. Every day for the morning talk, or the evening interview, one car was brought to me. It does not matter. Whether there are 93 or 900 or 9 or none. But the whole world was concerned about the road traffic. And one bishop in America was continuously in his sermons condemning narrow crosses. And when I was ordered to leave America, he immediately telegrammed me that you are going. It will be a great action of charity if you can give $1 prize to my church. And this was the man who was continuously condemning. All that condemnation was nothing but deep jealousy. Now, seeing the picture with the Honda, millions of people will see, relax. They don't know that neither Rolls Royce belong to me, nor the Honda. I don't even know to whom the Honda belongs. It was just standing there on the road. I do not miss anything. You miss things only when you don't look them. And why should I miss? Wherever I am, there is paradise. You can see. And wherever I will be, there will be paradise. And if the world is too much worried about 93 Rolls Royces, I can make 100. Tell my people to start collecting again. It is not only that I am crazy, I have 1 million crazy people around the world. 100 Rolls Royces is not a big problem. And immediately you will see people are sad. And jealous. And thinking that Rolls Royces don't fit with this spirituality. I don't see there is any contradiction. Because sitting in a Rolls Royce, I have been as meditative. In fact, sitting in a bullock cart, it is very difficult to be meditated. Rolls Royce is the best for spiritual growth.
If you don't miss Sheila, at least do you know the truth about her?
Who is Sheila? Because I have 1 million sannyasins. You can't expect me to remember the names of all my people. I recognize them with their faces, I recognize them with their eyes, I recognize them with their laughter. I don't know about whom you are asking. You should bring a picture. And then ask the question.
What do you know about Switzerland?
I have never been there. Only one thing I know, that I have many Swiss sannyasins, thousands, beautiful communes in Switzerland. I have seen my sannyasins from Switzerland, the cleanest, and they have to be, because I know the Himalayas. Switzerland is a little piece of the Himalayas. A smaller mountain, but it's still the same quality and the same scenery. It must be a beautiful country. I have seen the beauty of its people, and I respect Switzerland for 140 years. They have not fought a single war. That shows they are not psychologically sick. And they are living in an earthly paradise if they can also learn how to live in the inner paradise. They will be the most happy people in the whole world. But I am going to be there. Every government is worried. cabinet meeting for an entry visa. Nobody has ever heard of. Parliament deciding whether I should be allowed or not. And I am not coming with an army. Unarmed, but every country wants to decide, take time, and they go on telling to my people that we are considering whether to allow this man or not. Newspapers all over the world, in all the countries where I have applied for an entry visa, just for a tourist visa, are publishing that I am a dangerous man. Don't let me in. Certainly, I must be a dangerous man. So many people cannot be wrong. And if they have secret cabinet meetings to decide, and not only that, governments are asking other governments. For example, every government is asking India, should they allow me in or not? Every government is asking America, should they allow me or not? And every government is asking Germany, because Germany has ordered that I should not be allowed in. If Germany is so afraid, one used to think that Germans are brave people. If they are afraid, then naturally, everybody is going to ask, what are your reasons of rejecting this man? It is taking months to get the bureaucracy moving. Even if the top men decide that the visa should be given, somebody in the bureaucracy stops the process, stops the file, because he is a fanatic Catholic or fanatic Mohammedan or fanatic Hindu or a fanatic communist. And then the whole process has to begin again. This does not seem to be really a free world. It seems there are prisons in the name of nations. And you are not free to move amongst human beings. And I am not asking them, their own people, thousands of my sannyasins in their own country are asking that we have invited him. But they are delayed. They can delay, but they cannot stop. I will find a way to enter every country. If they stop me, then the courts are there. And my sannyasins are going to the court just for a tourist visa. You ask the parliament, you have secret meetings of the cabinet, and for a man who is not going to do any harm to anybody, who has never done any harm, I will be coming to Switzerland, and before I come to Switzerland, you can do as much harm to me as you can manage, because I can see from your questions. That's why I want to see questions just 5 minutes before I come to answer them. Your questions show your mind. So do as much harm as you can. Create the atmosphere that the man is dangerous. And it is easy to let him in, it will be very difficult to get him out. And I am enjoying this whole scene. Looking at your questions, I did not cross a single question for the simple reason that you should be given as many hits as possible. So without any guilt, you can go back and go on writing against me, and you can invent. You can say lies. All yellow generalists are doing that. Your questions show that you are a yellow generalist. These questions are not philosophical. These questions are not religious. These questions are not concerned with mysticism of life. You think that by your questions you are going to catch me. You are wrong. From your questions I am going to catch you. And I hope that when I am in Switzerland, you will not be cowardly. You should come again with more worse questions than you can find. And next time when you come, I will not see at your questions. Because now it is settled that I can say anything I want to say.
When did you hear for the first time of the existence of this thing?
In what way it matters? I heard it 404 years, 4004 years before Jesus Christ was born. First January Monday. It was created before me. I am the only witness. Do you have heroes too? A country who has not been in war for 140 years cannot have heroes. Heroes are born out of war. Without war, there are no heroes. Unless you count in heroes film stars, pop singers, football champions, boxing idiots. I don't count them as heroes. And I respect Switzerland that it has no war heroes. Just simple human beings are enough. Who needs a hero? What you are going to do with a hero? Adolf Hitler in his autobiography writes that the bigger the war, bigger heroes are created. Naturally, he wanted to have the biggest war, and up to now, he is the biggest hero. You may hate him. That does not mean he managed to create the biggest war in the world. Only now Ronald Reagan can beat him. And I think this cowboy actor is going to beat him. He must be boiling within. write his name on golden letters in the history, so that he should remember after Third World War there will be no history and no heroes and no humanity. Adolf Hitler is going to be the last hero. Now there is no way to defeat him. Switzerland is full of nice people, beautiful people, living silently and peacefully. The country who has the minimum crime, don't ask me about the heroes. I would rather say Switzerland is a hero amongst the countries. I will have to inquire about the names of my sannyasins. They are the only famous Swiss people. Right now, I remember only one name because he is a connecting link between me and the Swiss sannyasins. His name is Pragyan. I think only of my people. I'm not familiar with any currency. I have not touched money for 30 years. My people take every care of me. I don't have even pockets in my robe. When I first told my tailor 30 years before that don't make pockets, he said, "What are you saying?" Then when you need to keep some money or anything, where you will keep? I said, "From now, money is dead to me." He said, "You are crazy, and you drive me crazy. Money is dead, but the pockets are harmless. Let them remain. By chance, if you need something to keep," I said, "No." For 30 years, I have not touched money. 5 years I have been in America, I have not even seen $1 bill. There is no need. I have never purchased anything. I have never gone to any shop. My people love me. I love them. they understand what are my needs and they are not many. They take care of me. Even before I feel the need of something, somewhere, some sannyasin has already felt it. When I came here, one of my sannyasins, Prem Hasya, was worried because all my watches that sannyasins have presented to me, and I have given them to a trust because I don't possess anything, have been captured by the American government. She was worried I may be without a watch. I don't really need a watch. Somebody wakes me up, somebody tells me now, come for the lecture. I don't need a watch. When I have to finish the lecture depends on my bladder. When it becomes as unbearable as poverty, chastity, obedience, then I finish it. I came without a watch, and immediately somebody was ready with a watch. When you are in deep communion, whatever you need is immediately felt by the people who love you, that need is there. And they immediately try to make arrangements for it. Existence has been taking care of me. And 30 years experience shows that my trust in existence is absolutely right. I have never missed anything. I have never been in a situation where I needed something and it was not there. I don't know anything about this currency, and I don't think I will ever know anything about this currency. I will be in Switzerland. As far as the currency is concerned, my people will take care of it. You should not be worried about it.
Okay. with someone's comments in Zurich on some club. And does that change your mind about coming to Switzerland?
Every commune should go bankrupt. Because that will help people to move on their own and not depend on the commune. It does not change my mind. Nothing changes my mind. But maybe did well. Live so luxuriously that you can go bankrupt. Only miners don't go bankrupt. But they go life rough. Choose between bank and life. My choice is life. Who cares about bank?
What do you intend to say in 6 minutes?
Many places my people have already said. It must be something celestial where I will be staying. I don't have any idea because they have 12 places. When I go there, they will show me the pictures of 12 places wherever I want. But I have told them that you can choose. You know my needs. They are not much. Even a small house will do, but it should have a big lawn where people can come and I can meet them. And Switzerland has beautiful places. Beautiful houses. There is no scarcity of beautiful houses in Switzerland. That is not the question. The question is the boundary. Whether Swiss government has guts enough live so luxuriously that you can go bankrupt. Only migrants don't go bankrupt. But they go life rough. Choose between bank and life. My choice is life. Who cares about bank? Many places my people have already said. It must be something celestial where I will be staying. I don't have any idea because they have 12 places. When I go there, they will show me the pictures of 12 places wherever I want. But I have told them that you can choose. You know my needs. They are not much. Even a small house will do. But it should have a big lawn where people can come and I can meet them. And Switzerland has beautiful places, beautiful houses. There is no scarcity of beautiful houses in Switzerland. That is not the question. The question is the boundary. Whether Swiss government has guts enough to let me enter their boundary. And that will be decided soon. If they know, then they have to fight into the court for saying no to a person who has done no harm to Swiss law, to Switzerland, who has never been to Switzerland. This will simply degrade their reputation into the world.
Do you always read newspapers, and do you watch television?
For 7 years I have not read anything. No book, no newspaper. I don't watch television. My eyes are more precious and I don't want to destroy them. My eyes are to watch the trees and the stars and the ocean, not stupid programs on the television. And television is one of the things which is medically absolutely wrong, because light comes directly into your eyes. And it is easier than to read, because you are just sitting and seeing. So people go on seeing for hours and burn their eyes. If small children are burning their eyes, science has to be a little more alert. Television should have a little change. In a movie, your eyes are less hurt, because the screen is not the direct source of light, it simply reflects light. The same is possible for television, or some other way. But eyes should not be in contact so closely with direct source of light. So I don't see any television, I don't listen any radio. I live in utter silence and joy and peace. I don't have to entertain you. It is for miserable people to look for entertainment. It is for people who want to forget themselves. But they go to the movies, look at the television, and I have no interest what goes on in the world, because it is the same. For centuries, the same stupidities have been reported. I used to live in a place, a doctor who has gone a little cuckoo used to come every day to my house. He was just living in front to read the newspaper. Just one day to see whether he is really cuckoo or people think he is cuckoo. I gave him 1 year old newspaper and he read it from the beginning to the very end. I said, "Do you realize it is 1 year old?" He said, "I realize. But what difference does it make? The same things go on happening every day. The same murders, same rapes, no change but the same politics, the same exploitation of people, the same wars. So you need not worry. You can give me any newspaper. I have simply to pass my time." I said, "The people who think you are cuckoo are cuckoo. You are a very sane person." He said, "That's what I say to them, but nobody listens." No, I don't read any newspapers. If something significant happens that my secretary feels is significant and I should be made aware, then she brings a cutting. That too I don't read. She reads. For example, the death of J. Krishnamurti. She brought the cutting. I was more shocked by the news than by the death. Because a man like J. Krishnamurti dies, and the papers don't have a space to devote to that man who for 90 years continuously has been helping humanity to be more intelligent, to be more mature. Nobody has worked so hard and so long. Just a small news unnoticeable and if a politician sneezes it makes headlines.
You live in your own world, separated from, quote, common people, unquote. How can you know the way of life outside your enclave?
Who says I live in my own world? My own world consists of my own people. And their number is not small. And they have all kinds of talents, all kinds of education, different personalities, 1 million sannyasins. That is my world. And all these million sannyasins are increasing. There must be at least 3 million sannyasins who are sympathizers, who are ready to become part of my world. I am not living in a cave. And anybody who wants to enter into my world needs no passport, no visa. I am ready to take the whole world into my world. That's my very effort. That's why I know human mind, its functions, its difference, its strategies of keeping people asleep. And one day I was asleep and part of the whole world. Today I am awake. I have known the sleeping mind within myself, and I know the awakening within myself. I am certainly richer than you. You know only one dimension of your being. You are ignoring the other dimensions. And I am not a recluse living in a cave or a monastery. I am moving in the world. But basically, my people are my world. Because my people have shown courage. And I feel responsible for them.
Prabhupada, is there any person you call your best friend?
I have friends. And to everyone, I say, you are my best friend. And when I say it, I mean it. I sincerely and authentically mean it. So everybody who is my friend is my best friend. Below them best. Is not worth calling a friend. I don't have a choice and a hierarchy that these are my best friends and these are a little less best. I have only best friends. And it is impossible for me to choose one.
Can
Now this is what I call an idiotic question. You should ask me, Bhagavan, can you start thinking? As far as stopping, I have done it 30 years before. Since then I have not thought. You ask the question, your question gets the response. That is the only moment when I use thought. When nobody is asking me anything, there is nothing to think about. My whole being is so full of ecstasy, there is no space for stupid thoughts to move around.
Is there anybody you are grateful to?
There are millions of people I am grateful to. All the people who have been receptive to me, who have opened their hearts in deep trust, I am grateful to all of them. They have welcomed me into their very being. They have not left any privacy, any secrecy. They have shown me whatsoever they are. And I am grateful to all these people. These are my sannyasins. I call my the best friends.
Bhagavan, you have been where is mankind going to? Is there any hope for mankind? And is there any point in its surviving?
Mankind as a whole is going towards its ultimate graveyard. But there is hope. It has not reached the graveyard yet. It can be stopped, its roots can be changed. Its inner being can be changed. And there is certainly a point in doing it. Because this is the only place in the whole vast universe where life has blossomed and consciousness has arisen, which is the most mysterious and the most valuable thing existence has been able to produce. This earth is the very hope of existence. If this earth becomes a graveyard, then the whole universe is already a graveyard. Millions of solar systems, millions of suns and millions of planets are all dead. And this is my planet. Existence has succeeded to evolve to the point of becoming a Gautama Buddha. And that gives a tremendous hope that everybody can become a Gautama Buddha. There is a point and mankind has to be stopped. And I'm working with my people how to stop it from destroying itself. And I'm absolutely certain that the forces of life are far greater than the forces of death. We are going to win.
Why don't you have children of your own blood?
The world is already too much populated to have children is a crime. And the very idea of your own blood is possessive, monopolistic, capitalistic. Why my own blood? What a specialty my blood has got. The blood of a beggar and the blood of an emperor are not different. It is not that the blood of the poor is water and the blood of the emperor is pure gold. I love children. It does not matter to whom they belong. In fact, it is easier to love children of other people than your own. They are such a pain in the neck. To love somebody else, children, is perfectly good. They are always nice, beautiful, angels. But if you are thinking of your own blood, those same angels will turn into devils. I love children and there are so many children in the world. What is the need to create my own children and go through all nonsense when other people are going through the nuisance and I can just enjoy the fragrance of their children? And particularly at this time, every intelligent person should stop producing children. Adopt the children of the poor. Find out beautiful children. They are dying of hunger. But my love to children is just like loving flowers. I love flowers, but that does not mean that I have to pluck those flowers and bring into my house and decorate them in a flower pot. That is ugly. Wherever I meet children, I have immense love towards them. But that is enough. I don't cut their heads and collect them in my room. Alive, I cannot tolerate them. Dead, it won't look right. And what need I have? I have so many sannyasins. Who are everything to me. They are my family, they are my friends, there are who are my children, and there are elderly sannyasins who are my fathers, uncles, my mothers. I have got so many people, such a big family which has never existed in the world before.
One,
is there anything fundamental you have not yet discussed? Anything you would like to let the world know? Unless you ask, I have nothing to say. On my own part, I am absolutely silent. Silence is the only thing that I have not said, which cannot be said.
Is there anything special that people should know about you? And is there anything unknown about you?
There is nothing unknown about me. But one thing you must make these people aware about me is that I am a dangerous man.
I enjoy being Bhagwan. And with the name Bhagwan written in your passport.
I have never seen my passport. My people take care. When I was in jail in America, I had no phone number of my attorneys or of the commune. All of my secretaries, because in my whole life I have never phoned. The U.S. Marshal was surprised that whom you should inform that you have been arrested. I said, whomsoever you like. As far as I am concerned, I don't know anybody. You can inform your wife. She may enjoy to see that what her husband is doing, arresting innocent people without any warrant. I have such a different way of life that it sometimes looks unbelievable. I don't know where my passport is right now. Somebody must be carrying it somewhere.
One
last question. How do you feel yourself now? What would you like to do just now? Just now? I am feeling great. Just a little doubt from you.